Okay, look, the title of my message is this, Five Things. Five Things. Now, the problem I have with this title, Five Things, is that I went for a walk this morning, like I said, and I got some more things. So, depending on how far I get, will be how many things we have today, okay? And then at the end we'll go, that was a message on the three things, or the five things, or the 10 things, or whatever I get through, okay? And about this morning, so you can just relax a little bit, but here's my ask of you. So not of the person next to you, but of you. That you would listen for God to speak to you this morning. You know, every time we come to church, it's not just I'm going to do my Sunday thing. I believe you're coming to this place to have an encounter with God and to hear from God. And God just is always wanting to speak to us. You know, I've often said, I believe all the time God's trying to say things to every single person here. It's like he's got these words that he's trying to speak. And now and again, you know, we get in the flow for someone. You know, I get something for Eleanor, or I get something for Jared. And all the time, and I believe you can tap in that to that at any time. Because God's always got something to say to you and me. There's endless things he's been trying to say. And a lot of times we're closed off. We don't hear it. Maybe we're not in the zone. Maybe there's things happening in our lives that drowned it out. Maybe the enemies. You know, the enemy's got his hands over our ears, stopping us from hearing what God wants to say. But this morning, I really feel God wants to speak to somebody. And look, it may come on a side, you know, it might come from the side. It might not be exactly what I'm talking about. You know, I might talk about a topic like faith. But that may not be the thing that you get, but God just drops, you know, it can be just one word that God drops into your spirit and goes, that's for me, that's what I'm looking for. And so with that, I want you to be open to respond. Because I feel as I go through this, so I'm going to be praying for some people. And I just feel you respond. Take the opportunity to respond. Forget about what you think people might think. I'm convinced that's one of the biggest tricks of the enemy to stop you receiving something. Is that you're not going to move because somebody might think something. Look, people got no idea. Honestly, they don't know what's happening in your world, what's happening in your mind. They, you know all about your world, and you think everybody sees it, but no, they actually don't. They don't really know. And so there could be something that I talk about, and I'm going to keep opening the altar for people to come and just give some prayer this morning, because I feel that's what we need to do. So my first one is about faith. And in Mark 5:35 to 36, it says this, while he was still speaking to her, this is Jesus speaking, messengers arrived from the home of Jairus, the leader of the synagogue. They told him, your daughter is dead. There's no use troubling the teacher now. But Jesus overheard them and said to Jairus, don't be afraid, just have faith or only believe. In Hebrews 11:1, it says this, faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It's the evidence of things we cannot see. I believe there's a whole lot of people that you're losing confidence that things could change. You've gone through this year, things have happened to you, and it's just overwhelmed you, and you've thought, I don't know whether I've got the confidence. And it's like Jairus, this message has come that has really sort of put the nail in the coffin. Jairus has asked Jesus to come and heal his daughter, and Jesus said yes, and so they're walking along together to go do this, and Jesus gets distracted because a woman comes into his atmosphere, reaches out to feel the power, to get the power, gets healed. But in that process, while Jesus is doing this, Jairus, who is walking along and sort of has probably been pushed a bit to the side by the crowd, sees his own servants coming towards him, and he probably could read from their face what they were about to say. He could probably tell. And they come to him and they go, look, she's died. Don't trouble the guy anymore. And I feel as people, you've been walking along this year and it feels like, you know, I was walking with Jesus. I thought I had this all sus. And then out of the blue, there's a message come. And it's sort of been like a nail in the coffin. And you've gone, oh no. And you're struggling to have a base of faith that Jesus could change that situation. You're struggling with that faith. There's another story in Mark 9, 21, where a man whose boy's not well, and he's brought the boy to Jesus' disciples to pray over him, to set him free, to see him get healed, to cast out the demon in him, and it hasn't worked. And suddenly, he's all very discouraged. And in Mark 9, 21, Jesus has come into the situation and he replied, since he was a little boy, so this is the father saying this to Jesus. Jesus asked the question, for a long time we've tried. So for a long time they've been trying to get this little boy healed. And I think his hope must have been raised with the disciples, then only to be crashed down with, oh no, no, it's not going to happen. The spirit often throws him into the fire or into water, trying to kill him. Have mercy on us and help us if you can. What do you mean, if I can, Jesus asked. Anything is possible if a person believes. The father instantly cried out, I do believe, but help me overcome my unbelief. This morning, I really feel to pray for people who are struggling to overcome their unbelief. Where you're going, man, I have been trying you. It's not that you've walked away from God, but that belief that God could change the situation, whatever the situation is, that God could make it different. You just struggle with that, and you're just going, God, I want to believe. Help me to believe, but please help me to deal with my unbelief. And I feel we need to pray for you. So if any of that applies to you, why don't you come and stand out here, and we're just going to pray for you. Takes a bit of boldness, but that's okay. Let's try and just stand in a line, that'd be great. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, so I'm not into doing this by myself, it's about Jesus. So can a whole lot of people come and just stand behind these people and just begin to pray. Just begin to pray. And well, if you're going to sit there, that's fine, but I want you to pray. You've come to church, pray. Say, God, I just pray for them. You might not do that, may I? Pick someone. Say, I just want to pray. Holy Spirit, Father, Lord, we right now pray for each person standing here, Father. And Father, we come against the enemy that would throw doubt, would try and throw water, would try and make them not be able to see in the spirit. And Father, right now we pray for a fresh revelation to see you, God. Lord, that by faith they would see you. That Lord, by faith they would see a change in that situation. Lord, that they would see a change in their spirit. Father, I pray, Lord, although they have even had word that had made them think this is dead, this is gone, this is not going to happen. Lord, I believe it is going to happen and that you are going to make a difference and you are going to change their situation and you are going to change their direction. Father, and I pray hope begins to flow into their spirit. Hope, God. Hope. Lord, we take your word, Father. We call the things as not as though they were, Father. Lord, we look at the unseen, Father. We don't look at the seen. We look at the unseen that you are doing things in their lives. Holy Spirit, flow through them, Lord God. Touch them. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, let life flow, Lord. Holy Spirit, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. These people are going to carry on praying. What I want you to do that are out there sitting down, I want you to pray for the person next to you. Just quietly introduce yourself. If you don't know them, put your hand on their shoulder and just begin to pray for faith in their life. Pray for faith in their life this morning. Pray that God would. If you see someone that you suddenly feel you want to go pray for, go pray for them. Just lay your hands on them. Just lightly on their shoulder and begin to pray faith into them. No more doubt. Faith, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, thank you, Jesus. Change the situation, Lord God. Father. Father, thank you, Jesus. Oh God, thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. Faith is the substance of things hopeful. Lord, I pray for a fresh substance of hope in you, Father, in you, that faith would rise. Lord, that we would be known as people that walk by faith and not by sight, that we would walk in faith, that faith would be out around us. Lord, I pray for each one here that faith would be around them, constantly around them, constantly around them, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Fantastic. It's awesome. You can go back to your seat. If someone gave you a word there or something, why don't you just write it down? Cool. We've got time to do another one, which is good, isn't it? So it's not going to be one thing. Ah, two. Okay, so you've got your Bible. Why don't you turn to Isaiah 6? Okay. Isaiah 6 verse 1 says this. It was in the year King Uzziah died that I saw the Lord. He was sitting on a lofty throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. It was in the year that King Uzziah died. I don't know a lot about King Uzziah, except to know that in general he was a very good king. He followed the Lord. He was at times very zealous for God. But during his life, near the end of his life, he became quite arrogant and full of pride. And he went into the temple and basically did an offering before God that was only the actions or the role of the priests. So he went in and he basically did what he wasn't supposed to do. And then when he was confronted, he didn't take it very well. And in the end, he got leprosy. Okay. That's just a bit of background on that. But here's the thought, and I don't know a lot about this, but this is Isaiah prophesying or speaking and writing in Isaiah 6 that in that year that king died, so that was his king at the time, when he died, suddenly Isaiah was able to move into the presence of God and see God. It was in that moment when that king of the past died that suddenly he could see. He could have a revelation. He saw God. And what was in my heart was there's people here and you really so desire for a close relationship with God. You want to enter into his presence, but there is something in your past every time you get close that is stopping you so that you feel like you can't see God. It's something in the past, and I believe that the past is gone. And that, in a sense, this word is in the year that King Uzziah died, in this year, now, your past has gone. Yeah. It's died. It's no longer got an influence on you, and now you can see God. But what happens when you get into the presence of God? You just, this thing comes back to you. This past, this voice, this whatever saying, no, you did wrong. You got pride or you did something wrong and now you can't have that intimate relationship with God. You can't get into his presence. In fact, a lot of times you sometimes come to church and and you just don't feel the presence of God. You just feel, no, I'm not even able to feel the presence of God. And look, it's the enemy. And I wanted to hear, this is the year that Uzziah died. Yeah. This is the year that whatever that was in the past, it's died. And right here, right now, the presence of God is here. And he wants to just touch you. And so if that's you, you won't be the only one. Oh, I hope you won't be the only one. But why don't you just come and just stand here? You might have been a Christian for a long time. And look, it's nothing to do with you. It's to do with this enemy that keeps bringing your past. If you felt, and maybe this, even if you've just felt, man, I just can't feel the presence of God like I used to, then you need to move. Come and stand. Why doesn't everybody just close their eyes? Just begin to pray. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we all need your presence. Lord, we've all done things wrong, but you have forgiven us. We enter by your grace. And Lord, I pray for each one here. Maybe we can have some people come and just stand with each one. Pray right now that your grace and your anointing and the power of your Holy Spirit would just reach and touch. Father, whatever in the past, Lord, whatever anyone has said in the past, whatever that is recording in the past, Lord, we say the past is dead, it's gone, and that each one of these people here would see you, God. They'd see you. They'd have a fresh revelation of you like they've never had before. Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, and I pray for a fresh closeness, fresh life. Okay, why don't you just take a moment, pray for that person. Maybe you can pray for the person on the other side or someone next to you. Why don't you just pray that they would have a fresh touch of the Holy Spirit in their life, a fresh revelation of God. Come on. Just pray for them. They need your words. You might even just have a word for them sitting right beside you, behind you, in front of you. Just say, God, oh, this is what, Holy Spirit. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your presence. Faith, life, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray for people the winter would be over and gone, that the past would be ripped away, Father, and Lord, that they would stand free. Free. I pray for every person in this room, Father, Lord, that they would have freedom. That, Lord, that their past would never be what's stopping them, Father. Lord, that the things that are trying to hold on to their past would no longer have control over them. That they would be free. They'd be free from what people think, what people have said, what has happened in the past. They are free from every failure, mistake, whatever it is, Father. Lord, we pray that there would be a release of the past, Father. And Lord, that they would know this is a new year. In fact, 2018 is a new year for them. It's a new year, Father. Lord, it's a new year, a year of blessing, a year of Lord, it's even a year of jubilee over their lives, Father, a year of being set free in you, Father. Lord, we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Awesome. Doing all right? Cool. Oh, we got through two. What's our time? Oh, yeah, good. We've got another one. Number three. Hebrews 10, verse 35. Just one line within there, or I'll read a bit more in a minute. Hebrews 10, 35 says, don't throw away your confidence. I feel there's some people here that you've lost confidence in the call of God on your life. You've achieved much, but for some reason you have lost confidence in your future. In fact, you struggle to see your future. You feel that your best days are behind you, and it's not true. Let me read you Hebrews 10, starting in verse 32. Remember those earlier days after you had received the light, when you endured a great conflict full of suffering. Sometimes you were publicly exposed to insult and persecution. At other times you stood side by side with those who were so treated. You suffered along with those in prison and joyfully accepted the confiscation. Oh, there we go. Whatever that word is. Isn't it funny? Every now and again, there's one word. Okay, so that word of your property. Because you knew that you yourselves had a better and lasting possessions. So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. And I just felt confident about your future. I think the enemy is trying to rob people's future. And that thing that keeps coming is, oh, that was you did that years ago, or that was your heyday. But I just really sense that the best is yet to come. And some of the most significant things that you will do in your life are about to come. And so I'd like to pray for anybody that fits with, but I also want to pray if you've been a pastor. If you've been a pastor, or you are a pastor, or you're a pastor calling ministry, you've done full-time ministry for God at some time, I want you to come and just stand here, and I just feel we're just to pray for you. So if that's you, Pastor James, that's you. Let's get one long line. I always like the long line. You're going to have to move down. Just shuffle down that way there. Good on you. Just shuffle on way down there. That's good. Keep shuffling. Fill into one of these gaps in here. That's great. Okay, shuffle that way. Okay, you've all but the back there been sitting far too long. So everybody stand up. If everybody on the front here can take a step forward, that'd be great. That'd be good. Okay, come and stand behind these people. If God's given you a burden for someone, just come and stand behind them. If you're part of the church, if you come regularly, come and just stand behind. Don't be just a spectator. There's no spectators actually in the kingdom of God. I don't know if you know that. You might be young and you think, man, I've been wanting to pray for some of those older guys. They've prayed for me lots. Why don't you just come and just stand behind someone. Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Why don't you put your hand towards them, close your eyes, and just begin to pray. Just begin to pray for these guys. Holy Spirit, I pray for each person standing here. Lord, I just pray for a fresh touch of your anointing on them, Father. And Lord, I pray for an increase, Father. An increase of your anointing. And Lord, I do come against the enemy, which would try to tell them it's time to rest and it's time to stop. But Lord, your calling happens right through our whole life. It never stops. There's never an age where it stops. There's nothing that stops. And so, Father, I pray on each one of these people, Father, a fresh touch of your Holy Spirit for that next journey, Father. Lord, that I pray that you would, Lord, speak to them clearly, Father, about that. Lord, that some of it's just little people, that sort of little things that you've asked them to go do and to speak into people's lives and to say, and Father, I just pray faith, Father. faith to believe, Father. Again, faith to believe. Lord, and I pray for that confidence to fill them, Lord. Lord, that they would be confident. Lord, forever confident that you've called them, that that calling stands. Lord, that there's nothing that they've done that can take away that calling. You still anoint them and call them, Father. And Lord, I pray for effectiveness, Father. Lord, I pray for effectiveness. Those that are in a change of season, Father, Lord, I pray that, Lord, again, that the next step would be one that's full of faith, Father. It would not be full of fear. It would be full of faith. And that, Lord, as they make that step, Father, I pray that they would have significant influence. Significant influence. In fact, that's the word I feel for each one here. God is going to give you significant influence. It may not feel like a lot, but there is influence in your voice, in your prophetic voice, in your words, in your speaking into situations, and you speaking into people. Holy Spirit, touch them, Father. Holy Spirit, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Some of you need to write. You need to write some things. Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Fantastic. You can take your seat again. I've got 100. I've got 100 things here. No, I haven't. It's okay. Just relax. Mark 1. Don't know why, but I ended up in Mark on all these, which was quite fascinating. You always think, oh, that's interesting. Because a lot of these stories sometimes are in two books. Let me meet Mark 1, verse 40. A man with leprosy came and knelt in front of Jesus, begging to be healed. If you are willing, you can heal me and make me clean, he said. Moved with compassion, Jesus reached out and touched him and said, I'm willing. And he said, be healed. Instantly, the leprosy disappeared and the man was healed. If you need healing for something, I believe Jesus is here. Yeah. My picture was that Jesus is here at the altar. This man came and he knelt down in front of Jesus, desperate to be healed. And he said, if you are willing, you can heal me and make me clean. And Jesus said, I am willing. I just feel God's really willing this morning to heal. So if you need healing, before you get up and move, okay, that's fine. Come, Peter, stand up here. This is what I want you to see, that you're coming to Jesus. Yeah. You're not coming to me or, yeah, but there is an action in coming and going, God, I'm coming to you. If you can kneel, kneel. If you can't kneel, that's okay. But kneel and go, God, I'm there. And I believe God's willing to heal. Yeah. I feel he wants to heal. And there's a part of that action of faith as you walk out that God starts to touch. So if that's you, just move. And if you can kneel, kneel. If you can't, that's okay. Holy Spirit, your healing touch flowing. I feel we're to anoint these people with oil, and I didn't even get the oil out. If someone can find the oil, someone who knows, Bruce's, that's great. Holy Spirit, Lord, I pray healing would just begin to flow for people, Lord. Healing would flow. Healing would flow. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, let healing flow. Okay, if we have some people come and pray, if we can find the oil, we'll give it to you to anoint. If not, just lay hands on them, praying. The healing touch of Jesus. You might pray for 3 or 4 people. You might move right down them. Okay, there's some oil up here at the front. Just grab a little bottle. Both sides. There we go. Just grab a little bottle and just go anoint. If you're praying for people and yeah, come and, oh yep, they've got some there too. I don't know if we've got a CD we could just play. Is there anything we've got there that's worship that we could pray? Play? Not pray. We're going to pray here. And then look again, you just pick on someone out here and just begin to pray. You know, your prayer has power. Your faith has power. And God might speak to you right there to come and pray for someone. You come and pray for them. Come and anoint, lay hands on them. Come and just pray, God, I pray for healing to flow. I believe there's miracles. In fact, there's already some miracles happen. I just, healing flow. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit. Pray for these people. You might even know what the situation is that they need healing for. Why don't you pray for them as if it was you're praying desperately for yourself, for your own thing. Just begin to pray. Holy Spirit, thank you, Jesus. Father, I pray healing would flow into, Lord, into these situations. Your healing touch, Lord Jesus. Anoint, Father, with your Holy Spirit. God, let healing flow. Healing flow, Lord Jesus. You are our healer, Lord. Lord, you are our healer. Jesus, you are willing. Thank you that you're willing to heal. Thank you, Jesus. Let healing flow. Let healing flow. Thank you, Jesus. Father, let healing flow, Lord God. Faith flow. Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, Father, I pray fresh healing flowing right through. No more, no more, no more, Father. Lord of strength. Lord, going into that shoulder, Father. Strength. No need for an operation, God. Lord, I pray even as it goes in and gets x-rays, that even the doctors will be surprised and go, hold on a minute, hold on a minute. The Holy Spirit, healing, strength, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Holy Spirit, fresh anointing, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Under Father, fresh healing flowing through, Lord God. Lord, heal by your spirit, by your power, by your anointing, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Tissues here if you've got oil on your hands, on your fingers. You, if you're out there sitting down, that you pick one person and you go, I'm going to pray for them every day this week. They might not even know who, but you go, I'm going to pick that person. Put a little diary thing in your phone. I'm going to pray for that person. You might not even know them. You might go with the lady in the red or the purple or the guy in the whatever. Make a commitment. I'm going to pray for that person. I'm going to pray for that person. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, I think we've got time for one more. We might have time for a couple more. 1 Kings 19, verse 8. This is Elijah. He's talking to. So he got up Elijah, and ate and drank, and the food gave him enough strength to travel 40 days and 40 nights to Mount Sinai, the mountain of God. There he came to a cave where he spent the night. But the Lord said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" I feel there's people, and you're going, "What am I doing here?" You're in a situation, you're in a place, you might even be just in a position in your head. You know how there's a state that you can be, which I think is where Elijah was. He was in the presence of God. He'd gone to the mountain of the Lord to get the presence of God. But God said to him, "What are you doing here? What are you doing here?" And I do feel there's some people, and God's question is, what are you doing here? And it might be to do with a relationship. What are you doing with this influence? If you're married, it's not what are you doing in this marriage? You're in the right marriage, because whoever you're married to is the right person. It's more, what are you doing with this? This marriage is not where it needs to be. What are you doing in this position? I feel it could even be for people in church. What are you doing here? God's told you to... I got the picture of Jonah in some of it, that God's been telling you to do this and you've just been, "No way, I'm going this way." And the question that God's asking is, what are you doing there? Why are you where you are? It could be a myriad of things that are there. Why are you in this place? Why are you in this place with God? Why are you in that place? I put down here, it could be your job. It could be a situation. It could be your career. But you just know, I'm not in the right place. It might even be just in a headspace. You might go, "Man, I've been a Christian for so long, but what am I doing back here?" You need to move. I'm going to do number 6 as well. Romans 8:15. "So you've not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves." And I had a picture of people that are paralyzed by fear. Fear of doing something. In fact, even this week, someone said to someone, "Oh, you could go do this. You should do this." And fear gripped you and you thought, "I can't do that." And it's not that you don't have the ability. It's that fear, that fear. And God says that you don't have a spirit of fear. You don't have that. Fear is spirit. There is a spiritual dimension to fear. And even as I'm saying that, some of you have watched horrors that have put fear into you. Fear is never of God. He does not want you to be in a place of fear. Fear has torment. Fear restricts you. Fear stops you doing what God has told you to do. So you need to go and say, "God, I want to get rid of that spirit of fear, and I need your love, your power, your anointing, and let God just fill you." Let's do one more. Those are 2, so don't forget those. This is my last one. Well, maybe. "This is your thing." Man, I hope Alan's going to say this thing, because I need prayer for this. What is that? I don't know. But you know. Well, you've been sitting there, you go, "Man, actually, if he said this, I would know God was speaking to me." Well, I'm not going to say whatever that is, but you know. You've been going, "Man, and maybe it's you just need a word, or you just know, I need prayer for this, something in your life." Okay, so these are 3 categories. If that's you, come quickly and we're just going to pray for you. That was 6, 7, and 8. If that's you, just come. You might have already been up here. I felt there was somebody that they're going to have all 8. So don't worry about that. Holy Spirit. Wow, there's the presence of God here. Thank you, Jesus. I want those that come and pray to ask God for a word, and to come around the front and give the person a word, if you've got a word for them. Holy Spirit. You might not have a word yet. You might actually have to get up here, and as you walk, God's going to give you a word for that person. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Let your presence flow. Speak, Lord. Speak. Come on, there's a few more people out here that need prayer. We're going to start naming people out there to come and pray. Need some ladies. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit. You guys just keep praying at the front. This is my number 8. My favorite saying at the moment is that we're living the third world dream. People in the third world, their dream is what we live. That would be their dream. And as people, you go, yeah, I see, I've got everything, but you feel empty inside. You just go, there's got to be more to life than this. I know that, man, everything should be fantastic, but I feel empty and I feel like I'm missing something. And what you're missing is God. You need God in your life. And this morning, God's reaching out. He's trying to speak to you to say, man, you can have everything else in the world, but you'll never be satisfied unless you have God. God completes us. He completes us spiritually. He fills the gap. He fills the void. And so if everyone would just close their eyes for a minute, I'm not going to get you to come and walk out the front this morning, but what I would like to do is pray for you. So Father, I pray you just touch people. And if that's you, if you go, Alan, that's me. I don't know Jesus. I want to ask Jesus to come into my life. I need him. Just while I'm looking around, everyone's got their eyes closed. Why don't you put your hand up and say, that's me. This morning, I need God. I've been missing God. I'm not connected with God. I've not asked Jesus to come into my life. If that's you, just put your hand up. Just, I'm just looking around. I'm not going to pull you out. I'm going to pray a prayer. And if you just speak it out, you can speak it out in your heart. Would you follow me? Dear Jesus, I thank you that you love me. I thank you that you've called me. I thank you that you died on the cross for my sin. Please forgive me. I need you in my life, so please come into my life. Take control of my life. Fill me, Lord. I want to have a relationship with you. I want to be born again. I want you to be the boss of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, I pray for each person here that, and I sense there's 2 or 3 that have just in their heart gone, that's what I need. Father, I pray that they would know you and that their relationship with you would build and be strong. Touch them, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.